Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Adult Relationship Skills by Nick Szalubo is a practical guide for couples and committed partners who want a steadier, kinder, and more emotionally secure relationship. Positioned within the Mental and Emotional Wellness series, the book focuses on the everyday skills that make love sustainable: trust, communication, emotional regulation, and intentional connection. Rather than treating conflict as a sign something is broken, it frames disagreement as a normal part of intimacy that can be handled with better tools and clearer expectations. Readers can expect an emphasis on self-awareness and personal responsibility, along with strategies for repairing ruptures, setting boundaries, and staying aligned as life changes. The tone is geared toward real adults with real stressors, including work pressure, family dynamics, and past relational baggage. If you have felt stuck in repeating arguments, uncertain about how to rebuild closeness, or simply want a stronger partnership foundation, this book aims to translate relationship principles into habits you can practice consistently. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trust is a skill, not a guess. A central theme is that trust is built through repeated behaviors, not through hope, intensity, or early chemistry. The book treats trust as a learnable system made of reliability, honesty, transparency, and repair. Instead of asking only whether a partner is trustworthy, it encourages readers to examine how both people show up and what patterns either strengthen or weaken safety. This includes the small moments, following through on commitments, telling the truth when it is uncomfortable, and being consistent under stress. It also addresses how suspicion can grow from unspoken expectations, unclear boundaries, or unresolved wounds from past relationships. By shifting the focus to observable actions and shared agreements, trust becomes something a couple can actively maintain. The book also highlights how to respond when trust is damaged, emphasizing accountability and concrete change over dramatic promises. Rebuilding is portrayed as possible when both partners commit to clarity, measurable behavior shifts, and patience. The overall takeaway is that trust is not a feeling you wait for, but an environment you create through daily choices. Secondly, communication that reduces defensiveness and escalation. The book emphasizes communication as the main lever for deepening connection, especially when emotions run high. It focuses on reducing defensiveness, which often turns simple concerns into power struggles. Readers are guided toward expressing needs in a direct, respectful way rather than relying on criticism, sarcasm, or mind reading. A key idea is separating the issue from the person, describing what happened, how it felt, and what would help, without labeling a partner as selfish or uncaring. The book also underscores the importance of listening skills that signal care, such as reflecting back what you heard and asking clarifying questions before rebutting. Timing and tone matter, and it encourages choosing calmer moments for sensitive topics and learning to pause when conversations become flooded with emotion. Another practical angle is recognizing common conflict loops, such as pursue and withdraw dynamics, and changing the pattern rather than trying to win the argument. Overall, the communication approach aims to move couples from reactive exchanges to collaborative problem solving, so both partners feel understood and respected even when they disagree. Thirdly, emotional regulation and personal responsibility. A strong relationship depends on two people who can manage their inner state well enough to stay present and constructive. The book highlights emotional regulation as a foundational adult skill, not just a personal wellness tool. It encourages readers to notice triggers, identify underlying feelings, and prevent impulsive reactions that damage closeness. Instead of blaming a partner for making you feel a certain way, it promotes personal responsibility, acknowledging your emotions while choosing a response aligned with your values. This includes learning how to de-escalate, take a productive break, and return to the conversation with a clearer mind. The book also speaks to the difference between expressing emotion and dumping emotion, offering a framework for sharing feelings without making them weapons. It ties regulation to self-esteem and attachment patterns, suggesting that insecurity can fuel controlling behaviors, jealousy, or silent treatment. By practicing regulation, partners can respond with curiosity rather than accusation and create a safer emotional climate. The broader message is that deep connection requires inner maturity because calm accountability is more attractive and more stabilizing than intensity and volatility. Fourthly, boundaries, needs, and respectful independence. Healthy connection does not mean losing yourself, and the book treats boundaries as a way to protect love rather than limit it. It discusses how resentment often grows when needs remain unspoken or when one partner overextends to keep peace. Readers are encouraged to clarify their non-negotiables, preferences, and limits, then communicate them without threats or ultimatums. The book frames boundaries as actionable statements about what you will do, not demands that force another person to comply. It also explores the balance between togetherness and autonomy, emphasizing that respectful independence can reduce pressure on the relationship. When each partner maintains friendships, interests, and personal goals, the partnership becomes a choice rather than a dependency. The book also addresses common boundary challenges such as privacy, time management, family involvement, and digital behavior. Importantly, it links boundaries to respect. Honoring a partner's limits signals care and trustworthiness. The result is a relationship structure that feels predictable and fair, where both people can relax because expectations are clear and mutual. Lastly, repair, reconnection, and long-term intimacy. The book treats repair as the difference between couples who grow stronger and couples who slowly drift apart. Since conflict is inevitable, it focuses on what happens afterward, how partners acknowledge harm, take accountability, and reconnect emotionally. Rather than pushing for immediate resolution, it encourages intentional steps that rebuild safety, such as validating each other's experience, apologizing with specificity, and making realistic changes. It also highlights the importance of consistent reconnection rituals, because intimacy is maintained through regular positive interactions, not just grand gestures. This can include check-ins, shared routines, and purposeful time together that is protected from distractions. The book also addresses the common problem of unresolved issues being recycled, suggesting that couples need a way to close loops and prevent old arguments from becoming permanent scars. Over time, these repair and reconnection practices support deeper trust and a more stable sense of being a team. The message is that long-term love is not a constant high, but a practiced partnership where conflict becomes a doorway to better understanding and closeness. In conclusion, this book is best for adults and committed relationships who want practical guidance rather than abstract theory, including couples who feel stuck in repetitive arguments, partners rebuilding trust, and individuals who want to bring more maturity and emotional stability into their relationship. It can benefit a reader's life by strengthening the core skills that affect daily well-being, calmer communication, clearer boundaries, and better emotional regulation. When those skills improve, home becomes less stressful, decisions become more collaborative, and intimacy becomes easier to sustain. The focus on repair is especially valuable because most relationships do not fail from a single fight, but from unresolved moments that quietly accumulate. Compared to similar relationship books that lean heavily on inspiration or personality typing, this one is positioned as a skill-building manual with actionable themes that can be practiced immediately. It also integrates personal responsibility with partnership tools, helping readers change what they control while inviting healthier dynamics from their partner. For buyers seeking a straightforward, adult-oriented roadmap to build trust and deepen connection, it offers a focused, usable approach that complements counseling, personal growth work, or self-directed relationship improvement. If you would like to support Nick Salubo, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.